Let us pray. Loving and gracious God, refresh us once again with the knowledge of your word. Affirm our faith in you, that we may become true disciples of your invitation this day and always. Amen. Two scripture readings we have heard just now from Isaiah and from Luke. The reading we hear from Isaiah is the song of salvation, a song that expresses joy, joy which is the fruit we acknowledge this day, the third fruit of the Spirit. In that passage, it re-echoes the song of Moses after the deliverance of the people of Israel. And when we go back to Exodus chapter 15, the Bible reminds us that the moment that the people of Israel had crossed the Red Sea and seen that the sea was covered behind them, Miriam, Moses' sister, lifted up her tambourine and praised God and sang. And they are the words of joy. Moses and the Israelites sang the song of the Lord. In Exodus, it says, I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. Both horses and drivers, they are held in the sea. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. This passage truly looks back. It looks back to chapter 9 of Isaiah, and it expresses with joy the saying that the anger that overhung Israel, the anger that God had for all their disobedience, in this chapter it says, the Lord has turned that away. The Lord has turned it all away. This song of salvation celebrates the end of estrangement. We, in our discussion at the confirmation classes, and when we're looking at sin, we said it was that moment when you feel very estranged. When something is wrong, when you are wrong between your relationship between God and yourself, you feel that. In this passage, it says, God has taken away. It is the end of estrangement. It is the end of fear. When the people of Israel did not know the sort of calamity that was going to come upon them, but God said, it is finished. As it was the words on the cross. And from Luke. Luke, the proclamation of John the Baptist is expanded. It is expanded in three sections. In that passage read for us, he warned people that it is no use to be baptized without true willingness to turn from their sin. Sin that is expressed in their actions. It is no good saying that they are descendants from Abraham, because that would be nothing of their defense on the day of judgment. What John the Baptist said, he used strong characterization, referring to the people as brood of vipers. In other words, to us here, it is not good just to say, oh yes, I am a member of Hounslow Methodist Church, without true willingness to be a disciple of Jesus. In the second point of John the Baptist's saying, he says that the crowd should look after the poor, the marginalized. They must show generosity to each other in the points of their need. As a church, as John was advocating for work of love, as a church, we can see strands of that in our social action here in this church. When we open our doors to the homeless, when we collect to support people, declare the month of December as our month of giving. And thirdly, John addresses the question whether he is the Messiah or not. To John the Baptist, he knew his position. No matter what people thought, he knew that his ministry was to clear the way. He knew that his ministry was a baptism of repentance. He knew that his ministry was to witness to the saving grace of the Lord to all. He knew that after him, the one who is to baptize with fire and with the power of the Spirit would come. He testified about Christ. And so to us, what do we make of these passages? Where do we find ourselves in these passages? This day, are we singing along as the prophet of Isaiah, the song of salvation, acknowledging that the Lord has saved us and continue to save us? Are we being challenged by what John the Baptist says? And not just take offense, but see truly the challenges for us this day, that we become true witnesses of the cross and not making a list of who we think we are. Not making a list of the places that we think we have been. From what John the Baptist says, it wouldn't even merit anybody if you even say that you have had a trip to the Holy Land. No, John the Baptist says no. John the Baptist says what is most important is that as individuals, we acknowledge Christ Jesus as our Lord and our Savior. May God bless us. May the Holy Spirit continue to enable us, to empower us, to strengthen us, to not shy away from the Scripture, but to confront any challenges that the Scripture brings to us, to see God's glory through and through, for they are words of comfort and grace, power and love and joy. Amen.